Hello and welcome. My name is Christy, and I invite you to come along on a journey with me. Let me be honest, I must admit that creating this podcast has me stretching my comfort zone, but I am excited to embark on this journey, and I hope that you will find this to be a place of solace as we discuss vulnerable topics that I hope will resonate with you. My hope is that this is a place that you will return week after week as we grow and heal together. You may be asking yourself, Christy, why a podcast and why now? Well, the truth is, for most of my life, I have felt invisible, voiceless, unseen, and unheard. I suppose there are a variety of reasons why this has been my reality, but for most of my life, I have lived in the shadows, often alone and isolated from those around me. Let me take a moment and share a little bit about my reality. I am 41 and live with cerebral palsy and other chronic health conditions. Presently, I use a wheelchair mostly to navigate my world. I have the privilege to live in what is traditionally known as a senior living community. This is by choice, as I love the opportunities that it affords me. My education includes work in the medical, mental health, and business fields. I'm extremely passionate about mental health, both my own journey and advocating for broader access and options for all people. One of my goals and hopes for this podcast is to do my part to lessen the stigma of mental health struggles and begin to have a more open dialogue of the struggles, pain, and heartache for millions of people around the world in regard to mental health and other struggles that life will often bring. From my own experience, I have seen the many inequities that life often brings. From figuring out how to navigate in a world with a disability while trying to figure out how to fit into and conform to a world that is set up and made for able-bodied people, to my very personal struggle with finding qualified, competent, compassionate, and willing mental health clinicians who are willing to work with me due to my various challenges, to the great privilege of being a part of the LGBTQIA plus community, but also navigating that reality while also living with a disability. The blatant discrimination of former employers in a variety of ways due to my disability, despite being fully qualified for an opportunity. My struggle to find appropriate, adequate housing as a result of my disability. The blatant and not so blatant discrimination and mistreatment in the healthcare industry, as well as my previous living environments, simply because people could. Because for many people, I am a second-class citizen who they think no one is going to notice or care about. The struggles, joys, and heartaches of being an individual who was adopted as a child. While adoption can be a great thing, and it often is, we are learning more and more that adoption is indeed another level of trauma that is often overlooked, discounted, and swept into the shadows because the general societal belief is, what a blessing, you should be grateful. These are just a very few of the things that I have been through in my life that have shaped me into the person I am today. I intend to touch on each of these topics and so many more in the weeks and months to come on this podcast. Now, for the why now. I'm sure you're probably wondering why all of this now. Why am I choosing to speak now about such vulnerable things? I'll tell you why. I just spent over 30 days in the hospital fighting for my life after a significant medical crisis that nearly cost me my life. I've been home for less than 3 weeks. Of the many things that this experience taught me is that we only get one shot at this life. There are no do-overs. We can't go backwards and do what we wish we could have done in the past. Once the time is gone, it's gone. Which leads me back to the beginning of this conversation, when I said I have always felt like I was invisible with no voice. That truly has been my truth for the last 40 and a half years. I was ostracized and alone by people, places, and society because of my disability and differences. I spent most of my childhood alone. School was hell, no real friends. I was a loner and often severely bullied because of my disability. Quite frankly, it was just simply not cool to be friends with someone like me. This type of behavior honestly continued into my adulthood. Because of this and a whole host of other realities, I became silent. I felt unworthy. I still do at times. I have a lot I want to share with the world, but I've always felt like I didn't matter. No one cared about my perspective, thoughts, or feelings. However, that changed during and after this medical crisis. I realized we all have a voice. We all have a story. We all have value, and we all deserve to be heard. So that's why I decided to create a podcast, because I have endured more than most in my 41 years. And while some of it may be heartbreaking, the overall sentiment, I hope, is that of resilience, hope, and inspiration. The reality is, no matter what path life has taken us down, we all have a message, a story that deserves to be told. So let your mess be your message. Your story, your struggles, and your hardships are not something to run from, to be ashamed of, to hide from, or to keep in the shadows. How we heal ourselves is in part by sharing our stories, our pain, not running from it. Always remember that your willingness to share your story just might change the world. Now that you have learned a little bit about me and why I feel like now is the right time for me to come out of the shadows and share my story and all of the life lessons that I've learned along the way, here are a few topics that I will be discussing and sharing my thoughts on throughout the episodes of this podcast. Loving the life you have while grieving the life you desire. What are the things you would say yes to in your life if you did not allow fear to stop you? What is your true passion? Not what do you think is acceptable by societal standards, but what is your true passion? And how would your life change if you were willing to and able to fully embrace it? Letting go of what doesn't serve us. Learning to enjoy the journey and allowing life to guide you along the way, walking with ease along that path. Self-love and acceptance, learning to be exactly who you are. Allowing yourself to be the center of your own life. Let me be clear and authentic. I do not have my life completely figured out in regard to any of these subjects I mentioned. I am on my own healing journey, but I think that's part of what can make this space beautiful, is that we are learning and growing together and can share with each other what we have learned on our journeys as we become more and more of our healed, authentic selves. I am no big fancy expert. I am, however, the expert of my own life. We are the experts of our own lives, as we know firsthand the experiences we've lived through that have shaped us into the people we are today. My hope is that from this time together today, you take away the importance and significance of your own story, and that you are able to ponder, even if only for a minute, what it would be like and how your life would change if you were willing and able to share your story with someone else. to speak about the things that you've been through, to embrace them, not run and hide from them, not keep them in a little box full of secrets because of shame or regret. I for one, refuse to hide behind what I've been through any longer. Allow your mess to be your message. It just might change the world. Until we meet again next week, wishing you all peace, love, and joy on this journey we call life.